Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leon for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley goes all the way around to score. Horton moves to second. It's 5-1 Indians. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. Fossey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gutierrez out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing right field. Dave Campbell now playing second base. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown is hit by the pitch. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Taylor now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Jim Price pinch hits for Gary Taylor. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Reed now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Gutierrez catches it and throws to second to double up Cardinal. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Campbell. Duke Sims pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Gutierrez applying the tag. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to third for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Wayne Redmond pinch hits for Bob Reed. Wayne Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redmond strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing second base. Dave Campbell now playing first base. Al Kaline now playing right field. Joe Sparma now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McDowell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Leon moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.